The fossil fuel giant ExxonMobil is on trial for allegedly misleading the public about its contributions to human-caused climate change. Prosecutors in New York and Massachusetts say Exxon has known about the potential dangers of its products to the environment for decades, but tried to discredit scientific evidence of climate change for its own profit. Jeffrey Supran is one of two Harvard researchers who authored a recent report highlighting Exxon's disinformation strategy. He joins us now to talk about it. Thanks for speaking to us, Jeffrey.
Morning, Bob. Great to be with you.
Let me start this way. Take us through just how long ExxonMobil has known its products may be contributing to climate change and how it kept that knowledge from the public, according to your research.
Sure. Yeah. So our report simply relays what the fossil fuel industry's own internal documents reveal, which is that as early as the 1950s, it knew its products had the potential to change the climate. By the late 1970s and early 80s, Exxon scientists in particular were explicitly aware that burning fossil fuels could lead to what it called catastrophic global warming. But instead of taking action or warning the public, fossil fuel companies took the low road, spending millions of dollars over the next 30 years, intentionally sabotaging science, slandering scientists, and undermining policy to protect their profits. And their efforts to obstruct action on climate change continue to this day.
Of the documents you found, what was the most egregious from your point of view?
A lot of this report that we've written is based on a peer-reviewed analysis in late 2017 that Professor Naomi Oreskes at Harvard and I conducted, looking at paid editorial-style advertisements that Mobil and then ExxonMobil took out for decades on the op-ed page of the New York Times. One example is a 2000 ad called Unsettled Science. This advertorial is a classic of the climate skeptic genre with all the greatest hits like natural variability, medieval ice ages, models don't work, CO2 is good for crops. It shows a graph, in fact, of sea surface temperatures, misleadingly implying that it's a graph of global temperatures. So these were outright forms of climate denial by one of the largest oil companies in the world on the op-ed page of one of the most read newspapers in the world.
You and the other authors say it's a common strategy of fossil fuel companies to make the public believe that scientists are still unsure about the severity or the existence of climate change.
Yeah, that's right. As we put it in our report, big oil is the new big tobacco. The fossil fuel industry's denial and delay come straight out of big tobacco's playbook. And the overlap's actually quite extraordinary. Many of the same individuals, PR firms, ad agencies, they've all literally served both industries, fossil fuels and tobacco. And as you say, the strategies employed by these industries include things like direct disinformation about science by way of things like press releases and ads, indirect disinformation via third-party allies like think tanks, trade associations, and climate-denying politicians, but also lobbying against climate policies and personal attacks on scientists.
Exxon says that the lawsuits it's facing now are politically motivated, driven by anti-fossil fuel activists. It also says that it's been transparent about its carbon costs and how they are calculated. Is the accusation of a political motivation by ExxonMobil a fair one?
No. But at the same time, you know, Exxon accuses us of being activists as though that's something to be ashamed of. But we're proud to be activists, you know, active in doing what we can to address the climate crisis and active in uncovering the truth about the fossil fuel industry's decades of denial and delay. But we are also credentialed academics. And unlike Exxon's PR rhetoric, the press releases you're citing, our findings are not just opinions. They are evidence-based conclusions that have passed the rigors of peer review by independent anonymous experts in our field.
Jeffrey Supran, research associate at Harvard University. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Bob.